Right, so long as all the technicalities are all right, now it's time to welcome my guest, Ed Coates. Now, Ed, welcome back, because I think you were here, last time you were here, we were still over at the Bay Tree Centre, weren't we?
It was a long time ago, yeah.
It's about three years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were with Michelle Ward on her programme, Eat My Lunch, as it then
That's
was.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah?
Has it changed names now?
Yes, well, it's now Eat My Brunch, because it goes out an hour earlier, you see, so we had to change the title. That's so we could squeeze an extra show in. So there you are, you see. Yeah. So what have you been up to since recording your last album, which is Lost in Transit?
Well, I'm working on another one.
About time. It was about three years ago, and you said in your website, you said you weren't going to make it as long this time.
Oh, yeah.
I know, it's a hard job, though. Huh?
Yeah, very hard job. Yeah, for me as well, like, I tend to take a long time sort of writing songs as well, and I'm trying to do something different this time. I don't want to sort of retread old ground and sort of make it a kind of... I mean, the first album was basically like me growing up. I think that was pretty much the theme of it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard now because I am grown up, so I'm trying to find a theme for the new one. So, you know.
Do we ever grow up? Blokes don't grow up,
no.
I tell you.
But, yeah, you know, I mean, I don't want to sort of, you know, go over the same
sort of
thing again. So, so I'm just trying to come up with a kind of like a sound for it and a kind of theme for it and all that kind of stuff. And I've got a new studio set up now at home.
Because last time you recorded it in the bedroom, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm still doing it in the bedroom, but I've just got new equipment. I've got a new module that kind of, interestingly actually, it's got an orchestra sampled from, like a real orchestra.
Yeah.
Sampled from the LA... Oh, what's it called now? Oh, something like... It's this massive concert hall in LA.
Yes.
And they've sampled, like, this massive orchestra. So that would be...
Tremendous.
Yeah. I go down that route, if I...
Well, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, well, I can understand, because writing songs, you can't just rattle them off, can you?
No.
How long does it take you to and what do you do? Do you work on the melody first, or the words, or what?
It kind of depends, really. I mean, sometimes you start with the lyrics, you get, like, a nice lyrical hook in your head, and then you work the tune around that.
Yeah.
Or you could come up with a nice tune and... Mm. You know, the lyrics to go with that kind of thing. It can happen in all different ways, really.
Yes, yeah. Mm. And how many tracks do you need to write for an album?
About 10, 11, 12. Right. But really, like...
Well, you write more, presumably, and then decide which ones you're going to put on.
Yeah, it'd be more like 100.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
And how many have you done already for the new album?
Probably about 20 so far.
Right.
20 that I'm happy with.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm still sort of finding my way with that one a bit, really.
And are there any particular artists that kind of influence your style of music?
David Gray, definitely.
Right.
It was he was kind of like my first artist that I properly liked.
Yes.
You know, like, when you sort of buy all their records, go to all their gigs and all that sort of thing, you know.
Yes. So
it was the first artist that I properly got, into in that sort of way.
Yeah.
So, but now I'm more into like other artists as well, so.
So that's what the new albums could be quite a lot wider.
Definitely, than,
yeah.
It's sort of, I mean, I don't know if you've heard of a band called The Villagers.
Truthfully, no, I haven't.
Well, so
but then it's my age, you see.
they're quite new, but
yes,
they're a band from Dublin, and
I've
gone quite into them recently. And
right.
They're very. They've got a kind of a storytelling method about their songwriting.
Right.
That you know, they sort of. It's not so much verse chorus. It's more like a story.
Yeah.
And I'm quite into that sort of thing. So I'm trying to sort of experiment with that.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Now, you're going to sing a couple of songs for us today live. So long as we've got all the technicalities worked out, we've been having some fun and games with that. So what are you going to sing first off?
I'm going to sing an old song. It's called So Few Souls. It's not actually on the album.
Right.
They're both going to be quite old songs today.
Right, okay.
So I haven't sung this in quite a while, and it's my mum's favourite song, so I thought I'd just...
Oh, right, right. Is there a story behind it, then?
I know it's going to sound daft, but
No.
I don't know if I could remember if there was. I wrote this when I was 17.
Oh, crikey.
Yeah, so it's an old one, but it's one of my favourites as well. To, right. to
and what's
perform.
It called again?
So Few Souls.
So Few Souls. Yeah. All right. Well,
I think it's like when I was 17 and you don't have like a relationship and you're sort of yearning for a relationship and it's all very much like, why doesn't anyone want me and all that kind of stuff. I think it's that one of those kind
I
of.
I used to have that up until 30.
So I think it's one of those kind of.
Yes.
You know,
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Are you virtually ready? Because I'm gonna whack up the.
That's all ever be.
Okay. let's hope for the best.
Yeah.
Right. Go.
Okay.
Faces in a dream, can't believe in all they see. All reflections in a pale blue sky, showing to identify. Don't bother now with what they want. They wouldn't bother, they forgot. Hey, ain't that always the way? No time to settle down. Your words can't hurt me no more. I'm alone. I just wish I times I've seen a light, which only ends up in the dark, dark night. So take a master to the knee, just don't exceed the last degree. And now you're always the same. I think I'm in love. Your words can't hurt me no more. I'm in love. I'm in love. Bone River, can you see the gray skies glow on an angel's coat? A sight that's hard to say. Hey, stranger, stay away from me. I'm sick and tired of these false goodbyes. My love, it ain't for free. It's so few souls. So few souls. Whoa, whoa. I thought about you every day, while you stood and spun away. I never wanted you to see the kind of things you did to me. But now you're gone, it's just for show. Others come and others go. Whoa. Will you ever change your ways? It's been a long, long time. My heart won't hurt anymore. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Whoa, no. Oh, the river. can you see? The Christmas glow on an angel's coat, a sad song to say. Hey, stranger, stay away from me. These false goodbyes, my love, it ain't for free. The soul, the soul, soul, the soul, 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 the soul, soul, the soul,
fantastic, absolutely fantastic. I have to tell you, we've just had a little bit of a panic there because you're only coming out. The music's only coming out mono.
Oh,
you're coming out in beautiful live living stereo, but we've only got for some reason or another, we've only got a mono feed coming out of there. So before you sing the next one, we're going to see if we can resolve this issue without everything blowing up. Anyway, that was a great song, and you say that you wrote that when you were 17.
Yeah, oh, it's come through some changes since.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite like that when I played it. When I first wrote it, it was
yes.
very kind of bare bones and stuff, but yeah.
Yeah. And it is absolutely fantastic, absolutely fabulous.
Thank you.
I'm not quite sure where we are. So anyway, tell us a little bit before. Hang on, I've broken that as well. Trying to get that to work for us. There we go. That's it. That's it. Now, tell us a little bit more about when you hope the new album's going to come out. Then,
perhaps a couple of years' time or something.
Oh right. Okay. Right. Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that.
There's going to be, in the meantime, there's going to be kind of another disc of stuff from the old. What? Oh, sorry.
Yes, you need to get closer. Yeah.
There's going to be another disc of stuff from the older years. So, like, that wasn't on the album.
Yes.
So that's going to be on the other CD.
Good stuff.
That's going to come out at some point. So, yeah.
And what are you doing about appearing live? Are you doing any appearances around the clubs? Because you did a lot of that, and it doesn't seem so much recently, apart from doing these magnificent shows in the high street.
I've sort of retreated a little bit, I think.
Why? Why?
I don't know. I just...
I mean, you've got an absolutely fantastic talent. The music is fabulous. I mean, you're going to go down a storm.
I don't know. I just get... I think I get kind of nervous, to be honest, about kind of booking gigs and stuff, and I just... I don't know.
You shouldn't. You really shouldn't be nervous. I know. You know, nerves is something that we all suffer from.
Yeah.
But when you realise later on that everybody appreciates what you do and it's so good, you really shouldn't be nervous at all. I mean, you know, you're coming in here and doing this.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna...
I come out of hibernation every now and then to do a little gig and then I sort of retreat.
Well, don't retreat. Get yourself out there.
Yeah.
So what have you got lined up for us next? Which hopefully is going to work properly this time. You never know.
Yeah, this is another song. I haven't played this. I've never played this live before, actually. So
right.
This is a new thing for me. It's something that my friend's been asking me to play live for ages.
Right.
And he's a big fan of this song. I, for some reason, had a grudge against it for a long time, and then I sort of reworked it, and now it's kind of like, oh yeah, I can see that. So kind of
good
thing.
Stuff.
So yeah, this is this one's called No Lies.
No Lies. No story behind this one.
Again, I wrote when I was like,
can't remember it. Right, it's all right.
Oh, this is great, isn't it?
That's good stuff. Don't worry. Right.
It was a dark, stormy night.
Good stuff. All right, go for it.
Okay. I have to start again. All right.
Tears flow down your face, and I'm caught in love's embrace. Standing on the edge of no regret, and I try to cross the signs of these old and worn-out lines. Treat you right, you know I won't forget. Written back to me, slip what you conjured in my head. We can see the future, but only what the eye can see. So close your eyes and picture you with me.
Sensational. Well done. Well done. That's absolutely fabulous. Now, look, you have got to make a promise.
Yeah.
You have got to make a promise right now that you are going to go out and get yourself in those clubs and get yourself out seen and seen. You know, you've got the looks for it. You've got the music for it. You've got everything going, you know. Seriously.
Thank you.
Get yourself out there and do that. I'm afraid we, though, unfortunately, have now got to come down to earth with a bump.